On Sunday, November 25th at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl presents drummer, percussionist, and body rhythm pioneer Leon Parker. Join us as we find out what Leon Parker's been up to since he left the United States 16 years ago and prepare for his jazz standard appearance as part of the Aaron Goldberg Trio. That's Sunday, November 25th at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh, so bad. So funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl, I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. My name is Joyce Jones. And our guest for this evening is drummer, percussionist, composer, vocalist, and founder of Embody Rhythms, Leon Parker. Leon Parker is going to appear at the Jazz Standard from Thursday, November 29th through Sunday, December 2nd as part of the Aaron Goldberg Trio. Aaron Goldberg on piano and Matt Penman bass. And we at Sugar in My Bowl are offering a ticket giveaway. We're offering two pairs of tickets for either night and either set. There's a 7:30 and 9:30 set. The number to call is 347-343-2978. That's 347-343-2978. We'll be playing several selections from the Aaron Goldberg Trio release, At the Edge of the World. I make a mistake later in mentioning the title of that release. Make no mistake, the title is At the Edge of the World. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl, starting now. Thank you.
Kind of moved my family back from France in the last 3 days, so it's not really settled, so that's why it's been hard to organize this interview.
Hi, my name's Joyce Jones, and I'm on the line with...
Leon Parker.
Leon Parker, thank you so much for joining Sugar in My Bowl. I am so grateful that you've made this time for us.
My pleasure, and thanks for remembering me after 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. I've... you know, I'm stammering because I have sort of intermittently checked the internet to find out what you've been up to, you know, because I remember I used to run into you back in the day in the Lower East Side and stuff.
Yeah.
When you were doing your stuff. And I would wonder, it's like, what happened to Leon Parker? It's just so good to hear that you're back on the scene.
Thank you very much. I'm definitely back on the scene.
Okay.
Definitely.
And you sound, I mean, you know, you did, I guess, what other people should have done. You shed it for real. You would shed it. You really fine-tuned your task.
I shed it. Yes, I did.
And you sound fantastic.
Thank you.
okay, let's get this all out of the way. You left the country. You left, yeah. You went to France, yeah. And now you're back. So tell us about that transition.
Okay, yeah, I left 2 days before 9/11. Mm. So for me, the universe knew that I would fare better if I were not in the country during the aftermath of 9/11. And so I was able to continue to focus on my artistic and personal development instead of getting caught up in political issues in the country. So I moved to France. I had pretty much exhausted all that I felt I could do artistically and in the business in New York at that time, and needed just a different environment. And when I moved to France, I ended up teaching body rhythm and vocal percussion.
Right.
And I stopped playing drums for about 5 years.
Wow. How did you feel? Was it frustrating at some point, or you were tired and you needed a break?
Well, you know, I started playing drums when I was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. My first live performance was when I was 6 years old, and everyone I had ever met always identified me as the drummer, and there were other things I wanted to explore. So, yeah, I just wanted to give myself a break and have the freedom to explore working on body rhythm with 100% concentration. So I was fulfilled. I did not miss a drum for those 5 years. Yeah, it was a nice break, mm-hmm. and I was exploring things that I wanted to explore.
You would always, I guess, once you were introduced to the public, had been working on body rhythms and vocal percussion. And I think you refer to it as embody rhythms.
Yeah, I used to call it vocal body rhythm.
Uh-huh.
Because when I do workshops, I start out teaching basic rhythms in a circle and then doing polyrhythms and then adding tonality to the rhythms and then improvising. So it was vocal body rhythm. But then I wanted to make it more specific, so now I call it embody with an I, embody rhythm, which is to embody the rhythm as opposed to learning rhythms, like different types of rhythms, but to embody the rhythm within yourself. So I call it embody rhythm.
Got it. And you've been presenting workshops over the years.
Yeah, I did some in New York before I left, and
right.
I did a lot of it in France. And now I've kind of made a bridge between my jazz life and my embody rhythm life, so pretty much whenever I perform, I'm doing embody rhythm and playing the drums.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 As a matter of fact, that is one of the great things about your being involved in the Aaron Goldberg Trio. When I listened to this recording at the end of the world, I was like, oh my goodness, this is like, I gotta say, I believe you were ahead of your time anyway in the way that you approached drumming and percussion in the jazz environment. But hearing it sort of culminate in your participation with this trio, it's like, see, that's where he was going. I was like, that is so great.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that, you know. But,
right.
Yeah, I see there's some fruits of my labor that are starting to reveal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel at peace with my expression. Okay.
That's cool.
But thank you.
The Aaron Goldberg Trio with pianist Aaron Goldberg and bassist Matt Penman are going to be at the Jazz Standard on Thursday, November 29th through Sunday, December 2nd. I understand that it's also, according to publicist Matt Merowitz of Fully Altered Media, this is a collaboration between the Chamber Music America's French-American Jazz Exchange, the Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation, and Brooklyn's National Sawdust. Are you familiar with that collaboration?
Well, the French-American Jazz Exchange Program is actually how I came back to the country. Aaron applied for a grant and needed someone from France to be the representative. And even though I'm not French, because I've been living there and working there, they allowed me to be the French counterpart for this grant. And through that grant, Aaron and I were both able to record. So it got me into his trio, and it also brought me back to America, and it initiated my own recording, which is not out yet, probably going to be out on my website sometime in the near future, very near future. So I'm in Aaron's trio, and Aaron assisted me to play and produce some initial tracks for my recording. So yeah, it's been a partnership. Thank you.
apparently there had been like a number of years between this time of partnership and your first meeting. You want to tell us about that?
Well, the truth is, Aaron's what I call the generation like 4 or 5 years younger than me. So I met Aaron when he was like a kid. He was 17, and at the time I was, you know, in the generation right above him. So we were in the same circles, but we didn't really work together, just did one gig. And then, you know, since I left, you know, he's played with everyone. But we speak the same language. We have the same mentors and same colleagues. And so we were in the same family, but not playing together all these years.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. My name's Joyce Jones, and our guest for this evening is drummer, percussionist, vocalist, composer, and founder of Embody Rhythms, Leon Parker. What you're listening to right now is Horizon Azul from Leon Parker's 1996 Columbia Records Belief release. Leon Parker on Dumbek, composer, and Lisa Parker on flute. She's also a composer. Adam Cruz on bell and Natalie Cushman on shekere. Before that, we heard For Mo from Dewey Redman, his 1992 Enja Records release, Choices. Dewey Redman on alto saxophone, Joshua Redman on tenor saxophone, Leon Parker on drums, and Cameron Brown on bass. Before that, we heard Effendi from the Aaron Goldberg Trio. At the Edge of the World is the name of that release. It was released earlier this year on Sunnyside Communications. Aaron Goldberg on piano, Leon Parker on drums and percussion, Matt Penman on bass. Before that, we heard another selection from At the Edge of the World, Isn't This My Sound Around Me. We also heard another selection, Black Orpheus, Maná de Carnaval. Before that, we heard from Leon Parker's debut release as a leader, the 1994 Epicure Records release, Above and Below, Body Movement 2, Leon Parker on body percussion, and he is also the composer. Before that, we heard another selection from At the Edge of the World, Tokyo Dream. Before that, we heard Ponciana, another selection from At the Edge of the World from the Aaron Goldberg Trio. Of course, we opened our program with our theme from Nina Simone, I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl, from the very best of Nina Simone, Sugar in My Bowl, 1967-1972. This was originally recorded in 1967. This is from a 1998 RCA BMG compilation. Stay tuned for our On the Bandstand segment with our associate producer, Hank Williams. Not sure whether the tickets are still available, but you can call 347-343-2978 for a pair of tickets. We have two pairs of tickets that we're giving away to see the Aaron Goldberg Trio at the Jazz Standard. You can pick the day and the set that you're available. The run is from Thursday, November 29th through Sunday, December 2nd, and there's a 7:30 and 9:30 set. Stay tuned for our On the Bandstand segment with our associate producer Hank Williams and more from Sugar in My Bowl and Leon Parker right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl continues.
Good evening, jazz fans. This is Hank Williams, and welcome to On the Bandstand for November 25th. This segment features aerial listings of Sugar My Bowl guests so you can see them live. And this week's guest is drummer Leon Parker. And you can catch him at the Jazz Gallery with Dan Tepfer on November 27th, and in a run at the Jazz Standard with Aaron Goldberg's trio from November 29th through December 2nd. And we have more listings for you this week. We start with saxophonist David Murray, who is at the National Jazz Museum Museum in Harlem for a talk on November 27th. Guitarist Nels Klein and drummer Andrew Surreal are at the Stone in different ensembles on the 27th. Guitarist John Schofield leads a quartet at the Blue Note from the 27th through December 2nd. Guitarist Mary Halverson is at the Jazz Gallery with Gabriel Zucker on the 28th and at the Stone on December 11th. Guitarist Julian Lage is at Williamsburg Music Hall on the 29th. Pianist Mark Carey's at Mesro with Ron Blake on the 29th. And his Saturday Night Harlem Session series continues with late sets at Smoke on December 1st and 8th. Tubist Joe Daly is at Terra Blues with Hazmat Modine on December 1st and 15th. Vocalist Catherine Russell is at Jazz Forum Arts in Tarrytown, New York on November 30th and December 1st. Looking a little further ahead, saxophonist Pharoah Sanders is at Birdland from December 4th through 8th. The documentary film Milford Graves' Full Mantis will be shown at BAM on December 5th. Bassist Christian McBride is at Zinc Bar with Ethan Iverson's trio on December 7th. The Sun Ra Orchestra, led by Marshall Allen, returns to Earth as an opening act for Parquet Courts at Manhattan's Hammerstein Ballroom on the 8th. Drummer Bobby Sanabria is at the Museum of Math for a talk on the 5th and returns on December 8th to lead the Multiverse Big Band in West Side Story Reimagined. Bassist William Parker's In Order to Survive ensemble is at Brooklyn's Weeksville Heritage Center on the 8th. Saxophonist T.K. Blue is at Newark's 11 Clinton Restaurant on the 8th. Finally, blues vocalist Shamika Copeland is at Iridium on December 11th. That's all for this week. If you missed anything, full listings are on our blog. Go to sugarinmybowl.org and click the link for the blog, where you'll also find reviews, features, and jazz news. And Sugar is spelled S-U-G-A. Playlists and audio from this and previous shows are also on the website. And if you're on Twitter and Facebook, look for us there too, where we'd appreciate likes, tweets, and shares with your friends. And if you really like what we do, please help the station stay on the air by pledging whatever you can, and consider becoming a WBAI buddy with a monthly pledge. The support WBAI link on the Sugar in My Bowl website has details, and we're grateful for any help you can give the station. This is Hank Williams signing off. With our bi-weekly schedule, we'd normally be back in 2 weeks, but we're preempted for the December Fun Drive, so we'll see you on Sunday, December 23rd, but we'll still have updated listings online. Either way you connect, we'll see you next time on the Bandstand.
This is Bobby Humphrey. You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
You speak of the time when you were traveling in similar circles. That period was also when there were places you could go to sit in at that time. Well, you're a New Yorker, but tell us about the scene at the time.
Okay. Well, actually, a lot of this information, people, it's like insider information because it hasn't been published, but I grew up in White Plains, New York, and I came to the city, and I was the house drummer for a short time for the Blue Note jam sessions with Philip Harper, and simultaneously I was doing a Pass the Basket gig for myself as a leader at Augie's, which morphed into Smoke. Mm-hmm. So before Smoke became Smoke, it was Augie's. It was just like a Columbia University cafe. So I was there, and I turned it into a once a week to like a 6-night-a-week gig. And I was playing with students from both the New School, which had just started their jazz program, and Manhattan School of Music, which had just started its jazz program. So it was a very fertile time in New York. You know, the beginning of these jazz programs, when you see Sean Smith, Peter Bernstein, Larry Goldings, Brad Meldow, Jesse Davis, countless others, Bill Charlap, Kevin Hayes. And then after that period, I started playing at the terrace of the
Village Gate.
Oh, yeah. Also as a leader. And then I met people like Danilo Perez and Joshua Redman. So that was like the, you know, that phase of the Young Lion, Jackie Tarasson. It was like a 5-year period before any of us had record deals when we were just playing and collaborating and, yeah, sharing. Remember, in New York, you had Sweet Basil, The Vanguard, and Fat Tuesdays, and Bradley's. And you could not, in one night, I would just, in those days, I was not overweight because I was running from club to club. Just trying to hear music and fit in, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it was amazing.
really don't have an internet footprint. It's like,
well, you know, I'm waiting to put out my records and put it out on my own label. And the truth is, I just officially, I came back to the country 2 years ago, you know, to put my foot back in the scene. But I'm officially without a residence in France as of last week.
Okay.
So I needed to, you know, settle, and now the primary focus is to put out my recording, which will be on my label, on my website, and then I would love to have more conversation and interview. I would love to tell my story and print it on my website at some point. So, so that's another issue, but
right.
if you'd like to be involved in that,
okay.
Because
I, you know,
you're a witness. You're a witness to my history and to. You know, we were part of, it was a great time for jazz.
Yeah.
You know.
And most people tend to think of you as a drummer, percussionist in particular. But I notice with this current release, when I first heard the trio's version of Poinciana, I thought of Andy Bay. I thought I was listening to Andy Bay doing the vocals. So I was like,
really?
Is this an Andy Bay recording? Because of the vocal percussion that you would use is similar to something I've heard Andy Bay do. And so once
really?
I found out it was you, I was like, oh my gosh!
I've been resurrected. I'm here. Uh-huh. Yep.
I understand that you're essentially self-taught. So tell me about your vocal, if you can talk about
that. What I like to say is I get my integrity from my father's side, and I get all of my artistic ability from my mother's side. My grandparents were artistic and musical. My grandmother was a singer, and my grandfather actually played drums. They met in Harlem in the 30s and then moved up to Westchester, and then they didn't play music professionally. And my mother's a singer, so I'm original in that I just say I've been shedding. But basically, they just came through me from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I love to express with my voice. It's very direct. I love to play instruments, but I love to express with my voice for great joy. And whenever I couldn't have access to the drum set, I'd just be beating on things, and I would beat on myself. And I love to express. I just love to express. I don't know. I'm a Leo with a moon in Gemini, which is about communication. I don't know.
Right, right.
That's what I believe in.
Great. It's another something I noticed. I don't know whether it's as a result of your expressing yourself vocally or not, but I don't notice in your recorded history that you've played with many vocalists. I know there's a few, but not too many. Was that you weren't seeking that, or it just didn't happen?
I worked with Sheila George when I was young, and she would let me scat with her on stage. I think I'm a lot better than I was when I was young, so I was really serious about doing the job of a drummer and a company. And so I never worked with Betty Carter or Abby Lincoln, but I knew them. But, you know, I wasn't called. I almost got the gig with Betty Carter, but it was in between a couple of other drummers that I guess were better suited for her. And I didn't get that gig. I just didn't get those calls. I did work with Andy Bay a little bit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to work. We used to come out to a place called LC's in East Orange, New Jersey.
Oh.
I don't know. Singers didn't call me for gigs.
Now, there's one vocalist that was... He was on your recording as a leader, your debut recording as a leader, Above and Below. Jay McGovern?
Oh, my God. It's a she.
Oh!
She's an,
oh, Lord.
She's like, she's so bad. And she's still around.
Okay.
She sings and she accompanies herself on piano.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for her to just grab the mic and not accompany herself because she's particular about probably what she needs to hear to support herself. Someone needs to discover Jay McGovern. She's a gold mine. She's what a musician. To me, she's like Ella and Michael Jackson together. Unbelievable.
On that release, with her vocals, you were also doing your thing vocally. What is the percentage?
Oh, yeah.
Of...
You're making me remember. It was one track we were in there together. We were in the booth together doing vocals. I did a lot of experimentation. I need to go back and listen to my
yes.
music. And,
yes, you do.
You're hired. You have to work with me on this, please.
There was one, I guess the one that really, I hate to use the word hit, but I guess it was the hit from that release, BBB. Yes.
Yeah, that's the one she and I are singing together.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'll be honest, that used to be my favorite. Since I recorded those records, most of the musicians that I work with, they want to play All My Life, and It Is What It Is from my second recording, or third, I forget.
Uh-huh.
And Belief.
So, oh, yes.
Yeah, because BBBB is just like a jam. It's just
right.
A rhythm and a jam. Listen, you're inspiring me to bring these tunes back and perform them. Thank you.
Well, that would be great. Thank you. We're looking forward to that. So you're doing this with Aaron Goldberg. You'll be in New York, and I guess you'll be going throughout the United States, continuing the journey with this release?
Because
I think you started earlier this year.
Yeah, we've been doing some touring. I'm also working with a group that I produced with a friend of mine called the Humanity Quartet.
Yes.
That's Sean Smith, Peter Bernstein, and Joel Fromm. We just released a recording also.
Thank you.
And then I'm working with a young French pianist named Fred Nardon, and he has a trio with myself and Aura Barraquette, and we just came out with a recording. Then I'll be putting a group together. I'm in the process of putting a group together, so I should be touring with my own project very soon.
Just being able to hear you would be a great thing for me. Now, I'm going to go back into your musical library some more, if that's okay, with some collaborations that you did. And you mentioned Brad Mehldau and Peter Bernstein. There was a recording that you did with Mark Turner as well. And
yes.
Consenting... adults, I think.
Adults, folks, yeah.
You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. Our guest for this evening is drummer, percussionist, composer, vocalist, and founder of Embody Rhythms, Leon Parker. In the background is a Leon Parker composition, Belief. This is from MTB, Brad Mehldau, Mark Turner, Peter Bernstein. From their 1994 Crisscross Jazz release, Consenting Adults, Brad Mehldau on piano, Mark Turner on tenor saxophone, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Leon Parker on drums, Larry Grenadier on bass. Before that, we heard A Whole New You from the Humanity Quartet. It was just released last month on Cellar Live, Humanity. Joe Fromm, tenor saxophone, Leon Parker, drums and percussion, Peter Bernstein on guitar, and Sean Smith on bass. Before that, we heard It Is What It Is from Leon Parker's 1996 Columbia Records release, The Awakening. Leon Parker on conga. He's also the composer. Natalie Cushman on shekere. Rita Silva on woodblock. Sam Newsom, soprano saxophone, and Adam Cruz on steel pan drums. Before that, we heard All My Life, another selection from The Awakening. Leon Parker, congas, bells, kashishi, and he's also the composer of this selection. Tracy Morris is the spoken word vocalist. Steve Wilson is on alto saxophone, and Natalie Cushman on chekere. Before that, BBBB from Leon Parker's debut release as a leader, Above and Below, the 1994 Epicure release. Leon Parker on percussion, cymbal, vocals, composer. Ms. J. McGovern on vocals. Lisa Parker on flute. Mark Turner on tenor saxophone. Ogona Okegwo, bass, and Adam Cruz, percussion. Before that, we heard Bemsha Swing, also from Above and Below, Leon Parker on drums, Jackie Terrison on piano, Ogona Okegwo, bass, and Adam Cruz, percussion. And, of course, before that, we heard our On the Bandstand segment with our associate producer, Hank Williams. Stay tuned for more Leon Parker on Sugar in My Bowl. WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web.
Listen to something from there, hearing your playing on that, and you're known for having like a scaled down kit, essentially. And even when you were making the rounds to jam in the clubs, you are known to have walked around with a cymbal, and you played with Kenny Barron with a cymbal. And your cymbal game is so tight right now, I got to tell you. It's like I heard, it's like, oh my gosh!
God bless you, woman. God bless you. God bless you.
Well, what is your kit like now?
Well, back in the day, I was using just a cymbal, bass, and a snare, which was an intermediate concept between a full drum set and just playing the cymbal, because I had to explore artistic dimensions, and at the same time, I had to eat. So, but at one point, I freaked out, because if on one night you're playing a full drum set, and the next night you're just playing a cymbal, one time I freaked. I was like, wait a minute, where am I? What am I doing? You're crazy, Leon. So I came up with a three-piece drum set, which was a balance between the full drum set, because I could play all kinds of rhythms, and I could also continue to focus on just the cymbal. And I did that. I recorded two of Jackie Terrison's records, I think. I just had that kit. And right now, I'm using one cymbal only in drums. So I don't have a hi-hat. I don't have another cymbal. I just use a regular standard jazz kit, but with one cymbal. Yeah, that's what's happening right now.
Is it like a bass and a tom and a snare?
Two toms, a snare, and a bass drum, and pretty much all that I can handle.
Okay.
And my cymbal, which is, I'm married to this one cymbal.
How did it become the perfect cymbal for you?
One of my students in France gave it to me when I started to play with Aaron. I was living in France and not really playing a lot, and Aaron called me, and I was like, okay, I'm going to play with the guys from New York, and, you know, I don't want to sound sad, so... My student had this cymbal. I was like, man, let me check out that cymbal. And I used it, and I was like, wow. So I gave it back to him. And then I think the next year, it was a whole year, Aaron called me again for this one gig. Don't ask me what I was doing in between, because I was not playing drums.
Okay.
So I was eating a lot of croissants.
Oh, God.
And then I said, man, I need to borrow that cymbal again. So my student said, Leon, it's yours, you know. Mm. So it was bequeathed to me organically from my student. Yeah.
cymbals, drumming, sticks, and brushes. I am always fascinated. From what I'm hearing in what you're doing with Aaron Goldberg, there's a lot of brushwork involved. Am I correct?
Ooh. Well, you know, I'll be honest. I'm a little bit embarrassed about my brushwork on that record. I mean, I'm proud of what I did.
Uh-huh.
But to be honest with you, it's not my best brushwork. I mean, this is like some logistical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't really comfortable with that situation, and my brushes were not like, they were beat up, man. And so, I mean, I guess I have good times, so it sounds okay. But it's not my best brush work, so if you like that, there's more in store.
Okay.
But I love wearing brushes. Brushes allow you to keep time, but not be so assertive. If you can be passive and just support the others. So if you're playing with beautiful musicians, you can just enjoy them and still do your job. When you use sticks, you have to interact more, and you're making more of a statement and much more responsibility. So I can say, like, sticks, that's like the male energy, and brushes is like the female energy. So you're nurturing the brew, and you're supporting the soloist like a mother would, but, you know, you're kind of following. When you pick up those sticks, you kind of become the director, you know, so it's more response. So it's more relaxed, and you get kind of a break when you're playing brushes. But, you know, but you have to learn how to, of course, you have, like, Kenny Washington. You have some ridiculous brush bastards. I just try to keep time, you know.
Okay. You mentioned earlier playing with Joshua Redman, and I guess you had met and had been playing with Joshua Redman before you wound up recording with Dewey Redman, his father?
Yeah, Josh told me his father was looking for a drummer, so that's how I met Dewey. People don't even know really that I played with Dewey, except for we did a record with Josh and Dewey called Choices.
That's right.
But I worked with Dewey for about 4 or 5 years. They also don't know that I worked with, I don't know why people don't know this, but I worked with Tom Harrell and
exactly.
Recorded with him.
Yes.
So those two gentlemen, Dewey, Tom, and Kenny Barron, they're who I would... Now, of course, there are many other mentors that I had, Nick Nicholas and Bob Cunningham, Melvin Sparks, Carmen Leggio, people from Westchester, Kenny Lee. I had many, many mentors. I mean, I could not... If I sound good, there's no way I could sound bad, because there were so many older musicians who knew what they were talking about and took the time to tell me when I was going in the right direction and things that I needed to know. And it was about the music back then, you know. It wasn't like I got the gig and now I'm on the cover or something. It was like to get a gig meant you had an opportunity to learn about the Force. You know, you were apprenticing with the Force. And
right.
Man, see, that's gold.
Yeah.
See? That's gold. And that's what I got in those days, especially from Dewey, Tom Harrell, and Kenny Barron.
I notice also when you've been playing, and I think of playing with David Sanchez. Thank you. And you've done it on your own as well.
Listen, man, that dude, okay, see, that dude, let me tell you, okay, that dude, okay, so the thing is, you know, when I was young, I was equally in love with jazz and Latin music. So
yes.
David and Danilo and Adam Cruz, my brother. So these guys, they introduced me to, like, Andy Gonzalez, and they taught me. You know, they taught me. And David, I'm not going to say unsung, but the real thing, okay? David, what a musician. I'm just like music, okay? I'm not talking about like, ooh. Everybody's playing a lot of stuff. Maybe they know harmonics. Maybe, who knows? All I know is music. David Sanchez makes music. I mean, this is, he's like the apex of a style of playing. People don't even realize, because see, he doesn't fit. He's like one of what I call like one of my Matisse brothers, who's a different culture. So he doesn't fit in Black America, and he doesn't really fit in Latin America. He's in between, and he has to wear many, many hats, and people need to, he's my hero. I love David. I love, okay. love David. That's all I can tell you. Man. That's a musician, you know. I mean, I love everybody, but it's kind of like my playing. When I play percussion, I'm stealing from all kinds of music there from Africa. But in this country, you know, the Latin rhythm is really closely aligned with jazz.
Well, I'm just so glad to hear that you're back into the country.
This is the homecoming I've been waiting for. Thank you, George. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to the closing moments of Sugar in My Bowl. What you're listening to in the background is Lauti from the Aaron Goldberg Trio at the Edge of the World. This is a 2018 Sunnyside Communications release. Aaron Goldberg on piano, Leon Parker, our guest for this evening, on drums and percussion, Matt Penman on bass. Leon Parker will be as part of the Aaron Goldberg Trio at the Jazz Standard, starting Thursday, November 29th through Sunday, December 2nd. Even if you didn't receive tickets during the giveaway, you should check into the Jazz Standard to check out the Aaron Goldberg Trio with Leon Parker. Before this, we heard Bomba Blues from David Sanchez, Sketches of Dreams, his 1995 Columbia Records release. David Sanchez, tenor saxophone, soprano saxophone, Leon Parker on drums, Milton Cardona on jecare, congas, percussion, quinto, Jerry Gonzalez on congas, percussion, maracas, Roy Hargrove on trumpet, Danilo Perez on piano, he's also the composer of this piece, and John Benitez on bass. I'd like to thank one of my Facebook buddies, Keith Thomas, for mentioning this David Sanchez release. I'd also like to give a wave to our buddy at WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Harvey McKnight. La Nueva Alternativa is scheduled next. As mentioned, Sugar in My Bowl is preempted on December 9th. We are scheduled to return after the fun drive on December 23rd. Stay tuned.
Hello, bueno, this is Sonia Sanchez. I urge you to give your generous support to listener-sponsored community radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.